Bava Metzia, Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin. Ha'onah Arba Kesef. Onah is 4 Kesef, which is 4 Ma'os to a sale that's worth a Sela, which ends up being 1/6. Just like we had, it's Shtus L'Mekach, it's 1/6. Va'ata'ana Shtei Kesef. And when we deal with the Tain of Modim Mimiksas, where one person says, you have two kesefs of coin of mine, that's the Taina, return them to me. Vauda shava pruta. And the Modim Mimiksas, the guy that's being moded, that's agreeing to part of it, his agreement has to be at least a shava pruta. So machlokas rishonim, the Taina part is a machlokas rishonim. Is it a shtei kesef and a pruta, and then the hoda is a pruta, or is it just shtei kesef, but the hoda is a shava pruta of the shtei kesef? But regardless, the person that's being moded b'miksas, that he has to swear, this person that's agreeing, yes, I have part of it, he has to at least agree to a shava pruta. Chamesh prutas hein. There are 5 shava prutas that come up in halacha. Ha-hoda shava pruta, like we said. That's the moded b'miksas one. And there's a ramification of shava pruta that a man can be marry a woman with a shava pruta. And a person is chayv me'ila if he has benefit of a shava pruta from hektish, but if he has benefit from less, he's not over me'ila. And if a person finds something worth a shava pruta, that's called an aveda, and he has to announce. But anything less is not called an aveda. And a person that steals from his friend the shavar pruta, and he swears that he's not chayv to pay him, like a shvua that he didn't steal it, or that he already returned it, and now he agrees, he's moda, that he swore falsely, as long as what he swore against was a shavar pruta, he has to go after him, even all the way to madai, even to rankankama, whatever the guy is, as long as it's a shavar pruta, that's what requires him to go and return it to him. And he can't send it through a shliach, like we said. He has to do it himself, like we learned in Baba Kama.